الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم محمد. والصلاة والسلام على آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يوم عداوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. يا علي، سلمك سلمي وحربك حربي. We continue and conclude inshallah tonight the subject that we have been discussing in the last two nights. We have been talking about the injustices that have been done against Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the books of tariq and hadith. And we divided this into two groups. We divided into a group of people who tried to suppress the fadila of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and Amir al-Mu'mineen, and a group that created fabricated traditions in order to smear and defame the name of this great personality and perhaps the greatest human being to have ever lived after the Messenger of Allah. Indeed, the greatest to have lived after the Messenger of Allah. As far as the examples in which his fadila has been concealed, we have given numerous examples the first night, 19th, as well as yesterday. And I just want to conclude that before giving examples from the second group. It suffices to say that any hadith that praised Ali, there was an attempt to suppress it. Even the hadith of Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliyum Babuha, there were scholars who have written against that and said this hadith is false. There are scholars who have said, who said Ali was the most knowledgeable of the Sahaba? There were others who were more knowledgeable than him. Yet no one has produced anyone who could stand before people and say, Saluni, Saluni, Qablan Tafqiduni. There is a clear report from Abdul Rahman bin Al-Aswad, who reports from his father, who reports from Al-Qama. This man Al-Qama says, with a group of people, we went to visit Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Medina. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was supposed to be a great companion, but towards the later days of his life, he turned against Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Al-Qama says, we took to him, because he was revered and regarded as a high-ranking scholar, we brought him some books from Yemen and from Makkah, which contained ahadith with the fadila, with the excellences of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And we presented him with these books and said to him, take a look at these books, they have the virtues and the excellences of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. He says, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud called his servant girl and said to her, bring me a basin of water. When the basin of water was brought, he began taking the pages apart and dissolving them in the water and washing it and dissipating them in the water. And Al-Qama says, we were telling and pleading him that, Ya Abdullah, take a look at it at least. There are authentic ahadith in these books. And he was reciting the verse of Quran from Surah Yusuf, the third verse, saying that, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. We have revealed to you the best of narrations in what we have sent down to you in this Quran. And then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud turns to them and says, the heart are vessels, so fill them with the Quran only. So there was no effort that was spared to hide the fadila of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And despite all that, only Allah knows how many such authentic traditions were destroyed. There are still people today who believe Ali is God. And despite all efforts to promote the Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas, there is still no one today to take their name and proudly stand up for them. This itself, the ulama say, is a miracle. It is one of the mu'jiza of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that the whole world stood to defame him, but they could not suppress. The harder they tried to suppress, the stronger it came back. Now we come to the second example. Examples of traditions that were fabricated to spoil the name of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And before I narrate them to you, I will start by saying ma'al asaf, that I am apologizing to you, O Shia of Ali, because the narrations that I am going to narrate to you right now, they will be painful for you to hear. And it is not something that I would like to say myself, but we need to hear this so that we know what Muslims have to say about Amir al-Mu'mineen. And I sincerely apologize to you in advance for what I am about to narrate to you. You will be shocked with some of the things that people have written about him. These are Muslims who say, do not speak ill of the Sahaba. The first example is quoted that Abdul Rahman bin Auf invited a group of the Sahaba to his house in Medina. And one amongst them was Ali bin Abi Talib. فَسَقَاهُمُ الْخَمْرَ He gave them wine to drink. They all became intoxicated, after which they went to pray Salat. And Ali bin Abi Talib led them in prayers. And when he began saying his prayers, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ya ayyuhal kafirun, لا تعبدوا ما نعبدون ونحن نعبد ما تعبدون. O you who are disbelievers, you do not worship what we worship, but we worship what you worship. And when he did this, then Allah revealed the verse to say, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى حتى تعلموا ما تقولون. O you who believe, do not approach Salat while you are intoxicated until you know what you are saying. What do the Muslims say about this tradition? This has been reported by Al-Qurtubi, by Ibn Jarir, by Muhammad Rashid Rida in his Tafsir al-Manar. When they do Tafsir of this verse, they give this example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that because of him this verse was revealed. First and foremost, this tradition is a lie because alcohol was prohibited by Islam in Mecca, not in Medina. Before the Prophet migrated to Medina, khamr had become haram. How is it possible that this could have happened in Medina? It was impossible that the Muslims could have gotten together in Medina and have consumed alcohol. Secondly, this tafsir of this ayat is being done incorrectly, even though this verse may have been revealed in Medina, and this is when people turn to people other than the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for its interpretation. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He says, the intoxication that is being referred to in this verse is not the intoxication of wine. It is being intoxicated with sleep. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا O you who believe, لَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةُ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى Do not come towards your prayer, because Allah is addressing the mu'mineen, O you who believe. Do not come towards prayers while you are still intoxicated with your sleep. This is the nasha of sleep. It's not the nasha of alcohol. That means do wudu, wash your face. Wake up and know what you are saying in your prayers before you stand up to pray. And there are other scholars who have said that this hadith is a lie from the Ahlul Sunnah, of whom one prominent is Imam Hassan al-Basri. He says this hadith is a lie because Ali bin Abi Talib, فَقَدْ تَهَّرَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ الدَّنَسِ مُنْذُ صِغَرِهِ Allah purified him from this filth from the time he was born. Ali is that Sahaba, even amongst the non-Shias, that whereas everybody else is radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali is karramallahu wajhu. For everyone else, they say, may Allah be pleased with him. But for Ali, they say, may Allah make his countenance shine. Why? Ask the scholars. Why do you say Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhu? Why don't you say Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? They say, may Allah brighten his face because Ali is the only Sahaba who never bowed before an idol. One who never bowed before an idol, you are accusing him of consuming wine. If any other prominent Sahaba had been attributed this, there would have been an uproar. How can you say this? This is the hatred for Ali. That people will purchase their hereafter and go to hell and misinterpret the Quran, but they cannot separate themselves from their hatred for Ali. That is why Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam used to say, by Allah, if I cut the nose of a believer, if I cut off the nose of a believer, he will still not hate me in his heart. And if I give a hypocrite, if you give a munafiq, the whole world's weight in gold, he will still not be able to love me. That is because the Messenger of Allah has said, Ya Ali, no one will love you except a mu'min, and no one will despise you except a munafiq. Ali is not just a human being. Ali is a yardstick by which you know Iman and Kufr. One of the greatest companions of the Prophet Salman al-Muhammadi, he was a Persian, he called him Salman al-Farsi. The Prophet said, call him Salman al-Muhammadi, Salman minna Ahlul Bayt. Salman says, when a stranger used to come and sit with us and we wanted to know whether he was a mu'min or a munafiq, we used to praise Ali bin Abi Talib in his presence and then judge his reaction. From his reaction, we would know where he was in his iman. One more example for tonight before I conclude. This other example is a false tradition quoted from Musawwir ibn Makhrama. Again, ma'al asaf, my sincere apologies to the Shia of Ali Muhammad that I should have to narrate this. Musawwir ibn Makhrama says that after having married Fatima alayhi salam, Ali alayhi salam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, Ali bin Abi Talib sent a proposal to the daughter of Abu Jahl. Listen to this. فَغَذِبَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Rasulullah was enraged when he heard this. فَصَعَدَ الْمِنْبَرِ He went up on the pulpit in public in front of the whole mosque. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ And the Messenger of Allah began saying to the people, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّ Ali ibn Abi Talib خَطَبَ بِنْتِ Abi Jahl News has come to me that Ali has sent a proposal to the daughter of Abi Jahl. Wallah la tajtami'u binti waliyillah ma'a binti aduwillah. By Allah, the daughter of the friend of God will not be put together with the daughter of the enemy of God. Wa inna Fatimatu bid'atun minni yu'dhiha ma yu'dhini. And Fatima is a piece of my flesh. Whatever hurts her, hurts me. Fa in arada ayn yuzawwija binti Abi Jahl fal فَلْيُطَلِّقْ إِبْنَتِي وَيُفَارِقْ مِنْهَا وَيَفْعَلْ مَا يُرِيدُ If Ali has decided to marry the daughter of Abi Jahl, then let him divorce my daughter and let him separate from her and then let him do what he wishes. The Arabs say, اسْمَعْ وَقْرَأْ وَتَعَجَّبْ Listen to these nonsense, read them, and then be amazed. First of all, if Allah Himself has permitted a man to marry more than one wife, why would the Prophet react like this? فَانْكِحُوا This is the Quran. فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَعَ And marry amongst the women, if you please, two or three or even four wives. So marrying more than one wife is أَمْرٌ mubah. It is mubah. The Prophet himself is the legislator on behalf of Allah. He is the one to whom this verse has been revealed. How can he get so upset over something that he himself has allowed? Secondly, the Prophet himself has more than one wife. Thirdly, is this the akhlaq of your prophet. In trying to destroy the name of Ali, what are you doing to your own prophet? You see, there are no limits then. You misinterpret the Quran. You tarnish other people as well. This is what shaitan does to you. It is no wonder then they say you people praise the prophet too much. When the prophet that you believe in looks like this, is this the khulq of Rasulullah? What will you do then with chapter 3 of the Quran, verse 159, where Allah says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِمْتَ لَهُمْ, that by the mercy of God you are kind-hearted to these believers. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. For O Muhammad, if you had been harsh-hearted and rough with them, they would have dispersed from amongst you. What will you do, O Muslims, with chapter 9 of the Quran, verse 128 in Surah Tawbah, where Allah says, لَكَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. There has come to you a prophet from amongst your own selves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمًا. A messenger has come amongst you. It grieves him to see you in distress. He is extremely kind-hearted to you, compassionate and merciful to the believer. Where is this ra'afatu and wal-rahma, if this is how he deals with people? And where will you put chapter 64, verse 8 of the Quran? إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. O Muhammad, your akhlaq is sublime. It is not a joke that the creator of the universe should say to one of his creation that, O my messenger, your akhlaq, your character is at its pinnacle. It is the highest. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You can spend hours just reflecting on this. Just on this verse. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Is this the akhlaq of Rasulullah? This Ali is like his son. He brought him up from the time he was born. He would not take Ali to his house and talk to him if this was true. He would go in public in front of everybody on the minbar and start speaking like, you wouldn't do it with your son-in-law today. Rasulullah will do this. And then this narrator, Musawwir ibn Makhrama, he was born in the year 2 AH. Rasulullah passed away at the start of 11 AH. How old could he have been maximum when he heard this narration? 8 years? 9 years old? Since when do you Muslims accept hadith from a minor? He is not baligh. By all laws and standards, you cannot receive a hadith. That is the first rule. Before you look at whether this hadith is sahih or da'if or the chain of narrators, the person, the key narrator of this hadith is 8 years old. How can you take that from him? This is sufficient for people's eyes to open. If there is any Muslim with the slightest faith in his heart, these are enough examples by which he could see that truly, if there was anyone who was mazloom, it was Ali bin Abi Talib. Tonight is the 21st night of Ramadan. This is the night in the year 40 AH in Kufa. There is Ma'atam in the house of the Bani Hashim. Laylatul Adha, Laylatul Musiba, Laylatul Ma'atam. This is the night in which not only are the people on earth crying for Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is the night in which the angels in the heavens as well are crying. In the words of a poet, he says, "Fis-samawat, fis-samawati rannatun wa'awil." In the heavens there is a wailing and there is a crying. "Fis-samawati rannatun wa'awil." من له قام ناعيا جبرائيل Who is this man for whom Jibreel is crying this night? Who is this man from whom you can hear the voice of Jibreel crying? شهر الصيام شهر الصيام شهر الصيام بكت عين السماء دما. This is that month of Ramadan when the heavens cried tears of blood. يا ليالي الصيام يا ليالي الصيام. All these nights of Ramadan, tell us, who is this man turning to the right and turning to the left in pain? Who is this man who has been injured with the poison sword of Ibn Muljam? Ya layali siyam, man yuhyiki maqtulam bisayf Ibn Muljam. السلام على من خضب شيبته بالدماء. Peace be on you, O you whose beard was drenched in his blood. السلام على شهيد المحراب والصلاة. صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين. This is the night when the Shias become orphans truly. This is the night when we are losing our spiritual father. This is the night concerning which we are told that when the time for iftar came, food was brought again for Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. He refused to take any food. They brought him some milk. He took a few sips from the milk and then he stopped drinking. He said to his son, Hassan, Ibn Muljam must be thirsty as well. Take the rest of the milk and give it to him. Allah, Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Even as you are leaving this world, you have not forgotten even the thirst of your enemies. If only the people who loved Ibn Muljam would learn from this and say, there will come a day when the son of Ali will be thirsty. He is giving milk to Ibn Muljam. We should give a drop of water to Hussein. Milk was sent to Ibn Muljam. One of the sons of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Muhammad al-Hanafiyya, reports, he says on the 21st night of Ramadan, the condition of Amir al-Mu'mineen had become such that his feet had turned red because of the poison, and his face had become so yellow, we could not tell the difference between his face and the band on his head. وَنَحْنُ نَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ وَهُوَ يَرْفَعُ فَخِذًا وَيَضَعُ أُخْرَى مِنْ شِدَّةِ الضَّرْبَى. We saw Ali helplessly, we were looking at him lying on the bed. He would lift one of his thighs, then he would put it down and lift the other out of the pain because of the strike of the sword and the poison running through his body. Muhammad al-Hanafiyya says, we stood there helplessly watching him. Then there came a time when Ali called all his children towards him. He said, Ya awladi, inni rahilun ankum fi laylati hadhihi. My children, this is the night when I will bid you farewell. This is the night when I am leaving you for good. Usikum ya ahla bayti bitaqwa Allah. I admonish you, O my family, to always remain pious and stand with the oppressed. O my children, never support the oppressors. Astawdi'ukum Allah. I entrust you and I leave you in the care of Allah. Fi amanillah. One by one, Ali is bidding farewell to all his children. Then he called Hassan to close to him. Oh Hassan, you are my successor after me. He began parting all the secrets of Imama to him. Oh Ali, Hassan, these are books that an Imam keeps with him. He taught him what he taught him that one Imam only knows and receives from the other. Hassan began crying bitterly, saying to him, Ya Abata, how did this happen so suddenly? In 3 days we are losing you. 3 days ago you were in our midst. We never imagined this would happen. Ali says to him, O Hassan, patience, O my son. 3 days ago I had a dream, I saw Rasulullah. I complained to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, the people have troubled me too much. Rasulullah said to me, O Ali, pray against them. I prayed to Allah and said, O Allah, replace me for these people and give them a leader who is worse than me. And give me followers who are better than these. Rasulullah said to me, O Ali, Allah has answered your prayers. You will come back to us in 3 days. Oh Hassan, once I have passed away, wash my body and shroud it. O Hassan, use that hunut for my body which Rasulullah used, for that is hunut from Jannah. O Hassan, when you finish my burial, put me on the janazah, and as you take me and lift my body, no one should hold my body from the front, for it will lift on its own. Jibreel and Mikael will lift it. You and Hussein hold my body from the back. Take me towards the outskirts of Kufa. You will see a location from which a light will radiate from the ground towards the heavens. O Hassan, dig that place and you will find a grave ready. Bury me in that place. Ali is giving his wasiyah one after the other to his children. Zainab salamullahi alayha says, there came a point when my father became quiet and I saw beads of sweat on his forehead. I came close to him and said to him, Ya Abata, why have you gone quiet and why is there sweat on your forehead? He said to me, Ya Abunayya, O my dear daughter, this is the sign of Iman. When a mu'min is passing away, he does not cry or scream. He becomes quiet and you will see sweat on the forehead of a believer. Zainab throws herself on her father. She begins hugging Ali and crying. Ali kisses Zainab and bids her farewell. Zainab says to Ali, Ya Abata, there is one narration that is bothering me. Umm Ayman tells me that she heard from Rasulullah saying, O Zainab, Umm Ayman says to Zainab, O Zainab, I heard from Rasulullah, there will come a day in this same Kufa when you will be brought bareheaded as a prisoner. You will be despised by the people and stoned by them. Your brother Hussein will be killed hungry and thirsty in the plains of Karbala. Ya Abata, is this true from Umm Ayman? Imam Ali alayhi salam cries and says to Zainab, Yes, O Zainab, this is exactly true what you heard from Umm Ayman. There will come a day when this same Kufa will despise you and stone you, O Zainab. Patience on that day, my dear daughter, for there will be no representation from Allah better than you on that day. Zainab alayhi salam cries and leaves from her father's place. We are told Ali alayhi salam fainted for a bit. Then again Ali regained conscious. When he gained conscious, he began calling his children closer to him and saying to them, هذا أخي رسول الله هذا عمي حمزة هذا أخي جعفر هذا أصحاب رسول الله. My children, I can see the messenger of Allah now. I can see my uncle Hamza now. I can see my brother Ja'far with me. I can see the companions of the Prophet standing with me here. They are calling out to me and saying, Ya Ali, عجل قدومك إلينا فإنا مشتاقون لك. They are saying to me, O Ali, hasten, hasten, hurry towards us, for we now long and yearn for your company. Ali then called Hassan to his close to him. O Hassan, after me you will face a lot of troubles. All kinds of fitan will surround you. Minha huna wa minha huna. Sabran, sabran, ya Aba Muhammad. Bear with patience, O my dear Hassan. Then Ali looked at Hussein. When he saw Hussein, he began crying. What should he say to Hussein? Should he say to Hussein, O Hussein, Allah will give you a son who will look exactly like the Prophet, but there will come a day when you will have to pull a spear from his chest. Should Ali say to Hussein, O Hussein, Allah will bless you with a son who will be 6 months old, but you will see an arrow ripping through his neck in your own hands. Should Ali say to Hussein, O Hussein, look after Abbas, there will come a day when his hands will be cut off and you will remain standing saying, Al-an in kasaratu dhahri, now truly my back has been broken. Should Ali say to Hussein, O Hussein, Allah will give you a 4-year-old daughter who will be very close to you. O Hussein, this daughter will never sleep without you. O Hussein, there will come a day when she will hold onto your clothes and say, Ya Abata, do not leave and go. Whoever went never came back. O Hussein, when you say to Sakina, Ya Sakina, Islam needs me to go, she will plead with you and say, Ya Abata, before you go, answer 2 questions for me. O Hussein, tell me who is a yatim. O Hussein, Ya Abata, take us back to Medina before you go to the battlefield. What should Ali tell Hussein? Of which suffering should Ali tell Hussein? Bas Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, summed up all the bala of Hussein in one sentence. He called him close and said, Ya Bunayya Hussein, Anta Shaheedu Hadhihi al-Ummah. O Hussein, you are the martyr of this Ummah. Sabran, Sabran, Ya Aba Abdullah. patience, patience, O Abba Abdullah. Saying this, Ali began taking his last breath. Ye kehte hi Shabbir se ghashkha gaye Haydar, aur janibe Allah o Payambar gaye Haydar, didar ke pyaase labe Kausar gaye Haydar, Haydar ke pisar rone lage, wafat pa gaye Haydar. Ali stretched his legs towards the Qibla, he put his hands beside him, he closed his eyes and whispered, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The soul of Ali began leaving this world. Cries and wails raised from the house of Ali, Wa imama, wa aliya. News of Ali's martyrdom began spreading through the Muslim world. Ya Aba al-Hasan, who is there now for the orphans of the Ummah? Ya Aba al-Hasan, who is there to protect the Ahlul Bayt now? Ya Aba al-Hasan, who is there for your Ummah? Ajrukum ala Allah. And raised, and Kufa began crying and wailing, and the walls of Kufa began resonating with the sounds of Wa Imama, Aywa Sayyida, Aywa Aliya, Aywa Mazluma. ما سمع عليك